This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings, and none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Jade, oh my goodness. This morning we came into the studio here at Joy and, you know, let me just say that there were like, you know, maybe one or two drink bottles lying on a table and I kind of just walked past it.
Yesterday's newspapers.
I kind of just walked past it like I'm just like, you know, bit of mess. Mm-hmm. Somebody else will clean up. Mm-hmm. But you came in and you were like, oh my God, this has to go.
Well, and then like now Brett is out there cleaning.
Yeah, Brett, our newsreader,
he couldn't stand it.
But I felt so guilty because both of you reacted so differently to how I reacted. I'm just like, oh, I suppose that can just sit there for a bit. Somebody will come take care of it later. But Jay, look, honestly, are you a bit of a clean freak though?
I wouldn't say I'm a clean freak. I would say that you know, I like sometimes to have things clean-ish, but I'm not like super like scrubbing the walls
yeah.
all the time.
Like basically what I'm trying to say is that if I were to stay over at your place, which I have before, but I just never noticed.
Yep.
If I were to stay over at your place and I wake up first thing in the morning, am I going to see like a kitchen sink that's, you know, pristine and clean and sparkly with no dishes in it?
Well, we have a dishwasher, so yes, there would be no dishes.
There'll be no dishes in a sink, but it's stashed away somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, for me, it comes a certain time of the night where I just decide, you know what, I'm not washing any dishes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that cup of coffee can stay soaked in the sink until the morning.
Yeah.
And not that I would wash it after breakfast in the morning anyway, so I suppose it will stay till dinner time mm-hmm. when I get back from work. But Jade, like, it's just that washing dishes after a certain hour, it's like a curfew. You know, there's certain hours where I just don't want to do dishes.
Well, see, dishes are my job in my house because my girlfriend, she does the cooking and I will do the dishes.
That's understood.
And I normally appreciate if she brings the dishes to the sink rather than me have to clear as well.
Having to clear the table. Oh, you yeah. couldn't do the walking and clearing the table
well,
just as you're
know.
Getting up.
It's all together.
Just a bit of compromise, please.
Yeah. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Jade and Dave, 7 minutes to seven.
Yes, and that was Joe McElderry with Real Late Starter.
Mm-hmm.
I do like waking up to the sound of my husband's voice.
Yeah.
It's very pleasant.
Yeah, see, I never remember who he is and I'm always like, who is that? And you're always like, it's my husband.
He won UK X Factor a couple of years ago and he is impressively now the only UK X Factor winner with four albums.
Oh.
Four top 20 albums as well. So I'm very proud of my boo.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that, you know, he's going to be my husband. But
yeah, he hasn't been informed of this information.
I don't think he has. But do you know what happened? Adam Todd, who's, you know, one of our beloved Joy presenters here, actually tweeted Joe McElderry on my birthday last week and said, oh, you know, can we get a retweet or something like that? Yeah, mm-hmm. Seeing as it's Dave's birthday and he is your future husband after all.
Yeah.
And Joe retweeted. So I'm kind of like, you know, that's kind of complying. It is sort of subtle acknowledgement that we will get married one day.
There is an engagement.
I will take that over a ring right now.
retweet over a ring anytime?
Retweet over a ring anytime. You can put that on a commemorative mug or some sort of pillow, Jade. That's going to be the title of my memoirs. Jade, I was very surprised this morning when I opened the papers to find that people are already talking about the races.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, Melbourne, I mean, I feel like that's ages away, but turns out November isn't so far away.
Well, it's not. It's like the first week of November, so like about 6 weeks or something, I guess.
But some people start planning for ages and ages, you know, to get their outfits right, their hats, their fascinators, their grey suits, gentlemen.
I am, you know, some girls at my work the other day were talking about hats, and like they were talking about some designer. And said his name, I don't know what it was, and we're basically like, oh, you know, he's like the most, and I was like, what are you even talking about? They're like, oh, you know, only the most famous hat maker in the world, Jay.
I don't even
like,
know who
I
that is.
I can't believe you do not know who this person is.
I can't believe you as a person who don't wear hats and fascinators don't know who this famous hat designer is.
Yeah, and why, and the thing was, Dave, look at me. Why would I know anything about fascinators?
A bit of a confession for you guys out there. Here at Team Different Strokes, Jade and I, we've never been to the races. Have you been?
No.
No, I've never been to the races either. Mm-mm. And you'd think that maybe someone like me, you know, who would usually be seen maybe with a glass of bubbly, would, you know, like to frequent these marquees and maybe schmooze with Mel B.
I'm not into formal wear, so it's not really my thing.
It's not really. Jade, the whole idea of going to the races and kind of mingling and all that.
See, it just sounds like a nightmare to me.
Once upon a time, you guys, you're not going to believe this. This is something that goes down in the history books of Different Strokes.
Yeah.
I made Jade wear, was it, I want to say 6 inch, but were they 5 inch stilettos? It was high.
Yeah, it was high.
Yeah, you were reaching new heights. Like you were getting vertigo and all sorts of things.
Yeah, well, if I could stand up to begin with, like standing up was a challenge.
So can you imagine Jade going to the races in heels and, you know, packing a pair of thongs in her little purse for the aftermath? The walk of shame to McDonald's. It's just not the look for you.
It's not the look for me. No. My experience with hats is my lesbian old man hat. I've got one hat. It's a lesbian old man hat.
And it wasn't designed by some famous hat designer, was it?
No.
Some famous hat designer for Kmart, perhaps.
Yeah, well, it's something that I got, you know, on sale in, like, American Target or something like that. It's really...
Target.
Yeah.
You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9, where we're talking about, you know, if we could get a hat made for the races. Mm-hmm. What would it look like? Brett, what would your hat look like?
Oh, it would be broad to cover as much of my head as possible.
So like a wide brim hat.
Yeah, wide brim and low brim at the front. Yeah. Yeah.
How are you going to see where you're going?
Oh, I can see where I'm going. Mine would be like, you know, that episode of Sex and the City, super gay, where Samantha has the face peel and she wears a veil because she looks so hideous. I kind of like that idea. That way I could scope everybody out and they wouldn't know that I was looking at them.
And they could think that you're some sort of celebrity that's undercover.
Mysterious, styly.
Mysterious. Yep. Who could that be under that veil? Mm-hmm. You'll stay.
Oh, Clarko. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It is 22 minutes to 8.
Now, Jade, joining us on the line, we have Jenny, one of the event organisers of Girl Interpreted. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Jade.
Hi, Jenny.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I know. Look, it's been the last time I spoke to you was like at dinner at night, so it's kind of lovely for us to wake up to each other.
It is. I'm amazed at how morning fresh you are. Your skin's so dewy and lilac-like. Gorgeous. You two, Jade. It's a bit weird that three of us are here together, but I'm not complaining.
I thought everyone just woke up in the bed with us.
That's how it goes, I think, these days.
Yes, I know.
How are the mornings treating you guys?
Good, I would say. Yeah, we're getting into the morning freshness, as you would say. Look, you're here to talk about Girl Interpreted, which is a special event that brings together Auslan sign language interpreters and some great live music.
Yes, that's right. We've been running the event for about 5 or 6 years now. We're not really sure.
2007, it says on your press release, Jenny.
Well, it's good that you've got the press release. I think we took 1 year off somewhere thereabouts. I think because I was too tired from doing breakfast radio. But, yeah, we've been running the event for a while, and the plan was basically to shine a massive glittering spotlight on some incredible female performers in Melbourne, and some of them come from further afield, and also to team them up with Auslan interpreters So we've got the double whammy of ladies and communication, and you wrap it all up in a big bow and you've got a kick-ass night. I nearly swore then. Got to remember that I'm just talking to the radio, not just people. Okay.
You know what?
Very good.
I think it's very cool. It's very cool to, you know, have a different experience of music and to see it kind of interpreted in sign language as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like
Absolutely, yeah.
Sort of like dance, you know. It's sort of some sort of interpretive dance performance, perhaps.
And you know what? Like, whenever you see, like, any performance where there is interpreters as well, it, like, becomes more moving somehow.
It does. And I'm always amazed to see, you sort of look out in the crowd and there's a lot of slack-jawed people, shall we say, just sort of taking it all in because there's so much to look at. Performers in their own right are always spellbinding because they're doing what they love and what they're really passionate about, and it's beautiful to see people doing that and also, you know, communicating their music. But then you've got someone who, literally, like you're saying, using their whole body to communicate the meaning of what that performer's putting out there. And so when you think of lyrics, there's always lots of different meanings that can be taken depending on your perspective. Mm-hmm. So for that interpreter to just put it all out there in a nutshell, it's amazing to see. It's really fantastic.
Now, this year's lineup has some amazing names. We've got Lucy Thorne, we've got Mojo Juju, which we'll play a track from in a minute, Georgia Fields and Tracy McNeil. How would you describe this lineup this year?
It's diverse. We always, basically, the co-organiser, my best friend, the co-organiser, Kat, and I sit down and we think who. It's like writing a list of your ultimate gig, basically, and then we approach those people and see if they're available. But we try and keep it really diverse so that a lot of different genres are covered. So we've got Lucy Thorne, who I don't really know what genre to use to describe her. She's sort of like warm maple syrup drizzling on a pancake.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, she's just, I don't, there's no words.
just taste.
Once you've seen her, your life is changed and you've got maple syrup in your ear. Again, a little bit weird, but it's a thing. So Lucy's amazing. She's driving down from the coast of New South Wales just for this event, which is really sweet. Mojo Juju is a smoking hot woman who's, I think she's just going to explode onto the scene any minute now. Her album's just been released on ABC Music, so she's getting a lot of really positive attention. And this is a good opportunity to see her in a more intimate setting before, you know, you have to fight your way through the sweaty
through the crowds,
song.
Yeah, and all the fangirls.
Yeah, got a broom ready to sweep all the undies off the stage. All the ladies are performing solo, where generally they have a big band around them. So it's going to be a little bit of goosebump action. I think.
A bit intimate, yes.
Very raw and real.
Oh, it's intimate, yeah. And it's at the Velvet Room in the Thornbury Theatre, so it's a little bit wear a nice frock.
Wear a nice frock.
Like it.
Yeah. Yes. I might have to stay at home then.
Oh, Jade, you can put on a frock for girl interpreter.
Look, I won't even put on a frock for my mum on a special occasion. So,
Jenny, you're asking too much now.
No, Jade, I bought lipstick the other day. Do you know what this means? I never do this, but I'm going to give it a red hot go. But, you know, I always go to gigs at the Thornbury Theatre, I forget, and I slop around in my jeans and my flanny, like a good lesbian. And I thought, I'm just going to change it up a bit. But come however you're comfortable. The good thing about it is that you can usually get a seat, so it's not one of those gigs where your feet
you
are
have to stand
into the night.
Yes.
You can really enjoy, be comfortable, and take it all in.
Yeah. So, Jenny, go interpret it this year, Saturday, 22nd of September, at the Thornbury Theatre Velvet Room. Where can people go for tickets?
You can go to the thornburytheatre.com and you can just Google Girl Interpreted Thornbury Theatre and it'll come up. There's also a Facebook event, which is, I think, how the young folks engage. Isn't that right?
Jenny, you're not that old. Come on, don't say young folks.
It sort of crunches when I stretch in the morning, but, you know, that's okay.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jenny.
Thanks, guys, and thanks, Joy. Joy's always been a really big supporter of this event, and I truly appreciate that. You guys are great. Thank you.
Hello there. This is Funny Lady Judith Lucy, and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be crazy to listen to anything else.
Okay, so, Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Look, Jade, we're trying to get your interview of the husbands to play here. Look, come on, technology. You know, Jade is like your best friend. How could it? How could this possibly fail you guys? I mean, Jade, talk dirty to it. Do something. I mean, you're the one who's like, you know, best friends with it and stuff.
I think, you know, we'll sort it out. It's okay.
We'll sort it out. Okay, let's give it a crack now and see if it's going to let us have it, okay? Because here at Different Strokes, we're, you know, problem solvers.
Yeah. That's probably not it, Dave.
Oh, that sounds like you talking to some sort of computer. Let's hear that again. Hello, husband. So tell us a bit about your show.
Yeah.
I think they're saying that it's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they said something about some co-stars. You know what? Season 2 of The Husbands is now available online, apparently, Jade.
Yeah, it is, if you go to lovehusbands.com.
Yes, absolutely. And it stars Mekhi Phifer and who else? Joss Whedon, apparently. Jade, you're a big fan of Joss Whedon. I mean, he's like, a, you know, quite popular in the sci-fi circles. Tell us why that is.
Well, he created Buffy.
Do you need any more reasons, Dave? We'll definitely try to get the interview for you guys. If we can't do it, do you know what? We're going to let you have it in podcast version.
Yeah, well, I've got a long podcast of it.
Yeah, it's like an extended, you know, juicy behind-the-scenes chat.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the TV equivalent of Molly Meldrum that you could be?
I don't know.
Angela Bishop? Jade, you know what? Sometime last week, I was asked to sit on an interview panel. Mm-hmm. Now, this amused me greatly because I'm very new to the job.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't even been there a year, but I've been asked to sit on an interview panel to interview somebody who would be working in our department, mm-hmm. not directly in my team or, you know, directly under my manager. Mm-hmm. So there's no direct vested interest. I just know that I'll run into this person, you know, in the corridors and perhaps bump into them in the kitchen, see them at team meetings.
They're not even going to sit in your office?
Not really in our office, like a different section of the building, you know. So I kind of thought, great, what a wonderful opportunity. I've never sat on an interview panel before. Mm-hmm. You know, I got my hair done. You know, I was ready to channel a bit of Danny Minogue fierceness.
Yep.
You know, I was getting ready to, you know, I was thinking about all my favorite reality TV judges and mentors on these singing talent shows. I was ready to push the buzzer and spin my chair around mm-hmm. for the right applicant.
Yeah.
That was the level of investment I went into this process.
Yeah.
I didn't actually read much about the job description. I was so worried about how I would, you know, carry myself.
Yeah.
That I kind of went in, I didn't print out any resumes, I didn't print out any cover letters, I didn't look at the criteria. What the hell am I going to ask these applicants?
The questions weren't even prepared.
Well, there were sort of questions prepared, but, you know, I'm expected to bring a certain level of, you know, my own input.
Yeah.
But I turned the party, Jade. Let me tell you, I'll be taking the award for best new judge personality thing. You know, I was charming and I had some amazing insight, Jade.
Yeah.
I think I'll be asked back for season 2. Undeniably so. The ratings were through the roof and I don't even care who they hire. I just knew that I performed well.
This is different. She's just a girl, she's on fire. She just can't let it go, can she?
This is Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9, where we are perpetually interrupting Alicia Keys. Well, she's having those moments in the song.
She's singing a song about Katniss.
No, I mean, come. No, it's not about Katniss. It's not about the Hunger Games, Jade, despite what you choose to believe.
Yeah.
In any case.
Coincidence that she releases a song called Girl on Fire after The Hunger Games was a big hit last year or earlier this year.
I don't even think Alicia Keys is the type of woman to watch The Hunger Games. Like, okay. You know, isn't she busy reading poetry by her piano or something?
Well, it was a book too.
Oh, okay. Well, reading poetry, I said, not The Hunger Games. You know, doesn't she have succulents to water, a cat to tend to, perhaps?
Oh, you're saying she's above Hunger Games.
She is totally above Hunger Games, Jade. Let's not drag her name in the filth. But let's have a chat about your app of the week.
Yes, my app of the week is an app called Kingdom Age. It is an online game as well, but they've released an app version of it.
I feel like online games, you know what? It takes me back to high school when, you know, you pass around that little floppy disk that has Mario or something and you sneakily play during IT classes when the teacher's talking.
Yeah.
So playing games online, nah, not my thing. Do it on your phone.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can play games anywhere these days. But it basically, the concept of the game is that you've got your own little kingdom. And you've got, you know, all these little warriors that fight for you, and you can create, like, you know, little village and all that kind of stuff as well. And then you just create, you go and do, like, little missions. So you'll go into a particular world. So you'll get go into a world and you'll...
Now, is it medieval kind of
thing? Very medieval. So there's gargoyles and goblins and
so
all
Game
of those.
Game of Thronesy.
Kind of, yes. But in Game of Thrones, there's not really... I mean, they've got the White Walkers, but they don't really have sort of goblins or anything like that. So it's, you know, that kind of fantasy style medieval stuff. And you're basically, I mean, you could play forever, Dave, because you're just building upon, you know, things upon things upon things upon things.
Do you get
things.
To verse other players?
You do. You get to have, you can either raid or invade. So you can, like, raid their things, or you can have a big war with them or whatever, and you can, you know, take some of their stuff for your own. And I'm not really into that as much. I'm more like, you know, doing the little challenges on my own. I'm not really sort of a joint game player. That's not what
it's
I'm into.
It's too social for you?
Yeah.
Even though there's no face-to-face interaction, it's a little too
and
social
also,
for Jay.
Also, like, it's really hard for me to get people who I actually am already friends with to play games with me. Like, you know.
Who can keep up with you, Jade? I mean, it's a new app every week, as we know on the show.
Yeah. My girlfriend even has an eye roll for, like, whatever my new addiction is. You know, it's like, oh, here we go. Here's another one.
Even she can't keep up with you.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
Yeah.
That's definitely saying something. Now, Jade, so... with this particular game, you know, you go from level to level, I assume?
Yeah, there's all different levels. There's different levels within each world, and then you can sort of, you can upgrade each of your buildings, and then you get more features based on that, and you can get more, you know, different types of warriors that can do different things and can help you with different tasks. So, yeah, it's really high quality in terms of graphics and everything. It's really kind of one of those games that you literally could play forever.
Yep, and get addicted.
Yeah.
You're listening to...
I'm going to have to delete it off my phone.
Oh, yeah. You need help. You need intervention.
Yeah.
You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9. Keep Jade in your prayers.
This is worse than when I played Smurf Village.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character. Forget what you've heard. I do listen to strummy la-la music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It's 11 minutes past 7. Dave, you've got your music pick of the week.
Absolutely. It's that time of the week, as always, where we, you know, Jade, you and I, we're big music lovers,
mm-hmm.
and we relish the opportunity to bring something new that maybe hasn't been playlisted on Joy just yet.
Yep.
Now, this one, Jade, fresh off, you know, the digital music stores of the United States of America.
Yep.
So it's flown a very long way via carrier pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie Amaro's new single, Don't Fail Me Now, is my music pick of the week.
Okay.
Now, the name might ring some bells to you, probably not you specifically.
Yeah,
but
I've got cricket sounds.
You've got cricket sounds. You don't know who she is.
Mm-mm.
Last year, the United States had their very first X Factor local series.
Okay.
Melanie was the winner of said series, so she came out with like a $1 million recording contract.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, she was in a Pepsi commercial with Elton John, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
She covered Aretha Franklin's Respect, didn't we all?
Yeah.
And, you know, it did quite well on the dance charts, but that wasn't her official first single per se.
Yep.
This one that they're touting as her, you know, first proper foray into, you know, her music career.
An actual song, not a cover.
Yeah, an actual song, not a cover. So I'm very anxious to hear what direction she's gone with, because when she was announced, when I kind of thought, she's a bit boring, you know, isn't a show about the X Factor, shouldn't she have some sort of quirk, some sort of, you know... But she's a great singer,
yep.
talented, just like Jordan Sparks. So there's a lot of comparisons of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
She's young, you know, she can hella sing, but does she have something special is what I'm wondering.
Mm-hmm.
This new single, Don't Fail Me Now, is a huge pop anthem. You can definitely see where all the funds from her $1 million contract has gone into. It's produced by Dark Child, who, you know, did Beyonce and Lady Gaga's I did it again. I said Beyonce first before Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I met Lady Gaga and Beyonce's telephone.
Yeah.
My problem with Don't Fail Me Now is that it sounds like a really big anthemic song, but it fails itself because it sticks to a traditional song structure. So it goes chorus, verse one, chorus, verse two, chorus again.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you kind of think, let's kind of take stock with what you're working with. The best parts of the song really are in the second half. So I'm urging you guys to please stay on, even though it gets a bit boring in the first half. So I reckon, you know what, if they had chopped off verse two and just gone for the good bits sooner rather than later, it would be the perfect pop song.
Okay. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave, 20 minutes past seven.
Yes, Jade, got a text here from Sean from South Yarra saying, love it. So that was in response to our music pick of the week, Melanie Amaro's Don't Fail Me Now.
Okay.
Which, Jade, I was telling you was a bit of a treadmill song of mine. And
yeah, you were going into great detail about what you would normally be doing on the treadmill while listening to this song.
Oh, yeah, look, absolutely. And the lack of wind machine when you're on a treadmill is just always the most disappointing feature. Like when we've got a little cymbal that's got a fan on it.
Yeah.
I expect to turn that on and immediately transform into J-Lo.
You want some good hair, like...
Yeah, I would like undo my hair from this disgusting scrunchy bun thing and I'll just let it flow, honey. Just give you Pantene moments.
Yeah.
But no, the fan on the treadmill does nothing like that. It doesn't even breathe on you properly, so...
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.